The following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio, the voice of the pirate nation. This is Eastern North Carolina's longest-running sports radio call-in show. The Brian Bailey Show is on the air. The Brian Bailey Show on Pirate Radio is brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
And now, here's Brian Bailey.
Okay, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into our show. If you've been a listener of the Brian Bailey Show or a viewer now with the Facebook Live and YouTube and everything, you know what this week means. What this Monday means is the second chance with the Sweet 16.
Second chance with the Sweet 16.
That's what it means. The second chance with the Sweet 16. How's your bracket looking? If you're like me, it doesn't look so good, but there is a silver lining. So before we go to break, because we want to get everybody involved in this thing, sometimes we get a lot of calls early. We don't get many late. Sometimes we get them all late. So the phone number, jot it down, 317-1250. If you're watching us on the Facebook Live feed or on YouTube or anything, you can see the prizes. First prize, courtesy of Carolina Eagle, our good buddy Russ Saputo and company, a Bud Light East Carolina State of Mind Cooler. It looks great. It's up here on the stage with us. It's filled with Michelob Ultra for you. We've got Papa John's pizzas for you. We've got East Carolina Bud Light caps and visors and other goodies for our first prize. And our second prize is the mini golf cooler right there. Kind of a neat little deal there. And it's going to be filled with Michelob Ultra organic seltzers. So we're going to get you good and loaded for sure if you can win our contest. Now, the way we do the second chance with the Sweet 16 is all you have to do is call in and I will guide you through the games. You don't have to memorize anything. You don't have to find a bracket or go look for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Clip Brock on first and let him show everybody how to do it. Clip, you ready to go? I'm going to guide you through the picks and see if you can figure. How was your bracket, by the way? How are you doing?
Not good. Not great.
I got
a Final Four team, Auburn, out.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm in next to last place at the Pirate Radio pool and in the WNCT pool, but I've got 9 of my 16 Sweet 16 picks still there, which is not great. I've got 8 of the Final 8 and 4 of the Final 4, so I'm going to hopefully get some points, and move up. We hope. We haven't racked up many points so far, though, have we? All right. So what happens is if you call in 317-1250, then we answer the phone. Clip gets you on. He writes your name down, puts it on the window, and I call you up, and I say, Clip, what do you got in the East? You got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, or Iowa State? And Clip says he's got
Connecticut.
UConn. All right. And that UConn San Diego State is a rematch of the national championship game last year. And then I'll say, okay, Clip, in the West region, you got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson. Who you got?
I'm going to go Zona.
Arizona. All right. And then I'll say in the South region, you've got Houston, Duke, North Carolina State, and Marquette. Who do you got?
Houston.
Houston. And then I'll say in the Midwest, you got Purdue and Gonzaga, Creighton and Tennessee.
Boy, it's hard to pick against Purdue right now. Give me Purdue.
All right, you're picking Purdue right there. And then I will say in the semifinals, the national semifinals, you got UConn and Arizona. Who you got?
Zona.
Arizona. And then you've got Houston and Purdue.
Houston.
Houston, and then to win the national championship.
Houston
to win the national championship. And what's your total points in the championship game?
Let's go 126.
126 for the national championship game. And that's all you have to do. And you can win one of these great prizes. Now, we have a point system that we go through because you get points for, you know, winning your brackets, your regional brackets, East, West, South, and Midwest. And then, of course, if you get the national semifinal. Like last year, I think it was over with before the Elite Eight even hardly played because all the upsets and everything, and it could happen again this year. 4 ACC teams are in the Sweet 16, 3 Big East, 2 Big 12, and 1 each from the Mountain West Pac-12 and the West Coast. So you see there's a big ACC following. Clemson, Duke, North Carolina, and North Carolina State. A lot of state fans out there. A lot of Carolina fans out there. A lot of fans of those two teams are winning their bracket right now, especially state fans. chance because they took State a long way. In fact, the Channel 9 bracket pool has the guy leading it has State winning the national championship, which was a reach about a week ago, but you know, may not be out of the realm of possibility. Again, 317-1250 is our phone number. We want to invite you into the program. We're also going to call some folks, some of my buddies around the media and that kind of thing to participate as well. 317-1250, the phone number. We'll take our first commercial break. Back with more on the Second Chance with a Sweet 16. All kinds of great prizes to give you right after this.
East Coast Grading and Utilities is your source for clearing, hauling dirt, and concrete work. East Coast Grading and Utilities handles all sewer and water issues as well.
I'm David Vaughn. Whether putting in a new subdivision or helping you with any and all of your drainage problems, I can get the job done. Call me at 531-7494.
No job is too big or too small. East Coast Grading and Utilities. Friends helping friends. 531-7494. For East Coast Grading and Utilities.
Is your mouth watering yet? We know that juicy, cheesy, grilled to perfection burger sounds amazing, but it does sound like something is missing. Pepsi, baby! The yin to this burger's yang. Burgers and Pepsi go together like, well, like burgers and Pepsi. This perfect blending of flavors makes every bite of lettuce, every sesame seed on the bun, and every sip of that crisp, refreshing, ice-cold cola a journey to Foodtopia. Hit me with the sound effects again. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're feeling the way I'm feeling, we should both go get us a piece of that cheesy, beefy perfection with a delicious, refreshing Pepsi. Burgers, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
This March, Moore's Barbecue has teamed up with Pepsi to bring you the ultimate combo experience, the Carolina Classic. Sink your teeth into our succulent dark chicken combo served with our signature barbecue, two sides, piping hot hush puppies, and a free ice-cold Pepsi, courtesy of Moore's Barbecue and Pepsi.
It's bow time. Chicken or biscuits? That's an impossible choice. How can you decide between Bojangles' perfectly crispy, boldly seasoned chicken or their fluffy, made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits? Well, the good news is you don't have to. With a Cajun chicken filet biscuit, you get the best of both worlds. An all-white meat chicken breast marinated with a bold blend of seasonings and served up on a fluffy, golden buttermilk biscuit. When it comes to real-deal Southern flavor, there's no reason you can't have it all. Order a Cajun chicken filet biscuit today. It's bow time.
The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code PIRATE and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Get ready for the NCAA tournament with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using the code PIRATE and bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PIRATE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license.
Pirate Radio.
I listen to you guys all the time, especially when it's coming up to game week with the Pirates, and I assure you I'll be listening to Pirate Radio at some point during the fall this year.
The voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, working for our community, not for shareholders. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back on this Monday, Second Chance with the Sweet 16. It's all for our listeners and our viewers. 317-1250 is our phone number. 317.
Second Chance with the Sweet 16.
I love it. 317-1250 is the phone number. Let's get Cameron in the contest. Cameron, how are you?
Brian, how about yourself?
Not bad. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, in the East, you got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
UConn.
All right, UConn, the pick there. And they look good, didn't they? They've done, you know, both their games were blowouts. In the West, you've got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Arizona.
All right. Got you there. In the South, Houston and Duke, NC State and Marquette.
Duke. They're going to pull off the upset against Houston.
Duke. I had James Madison beating Duke, and I really liked that pick until about, 2 minutes in, and Duke took control of things. In the Midwest, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
I think Gonzaga is going to shock a lot of people in the rest of the way.
The Zags, Gonzaga. All right. Now, you got UConn and Arizona in one national semifinal. Who you got?
I'm going to take UConn in that final four.
All right. You got UConn and you got Duke playing Gonzaga.
Duke.
All right. You got Duke there. And then who's your national champion?
Arizona. Or excuse me, UConn.
I was going to say, now you're confusing the host. All right, UConn. You got UConn to win the national championship. And how many points do you see in the championship game?
Combined total?
Yes.
165.
165. All right, Cameron's in the contest. He's picking UConn and Duke to go to the national championship game. UConn to win it with 165 points, his total in that championship game. Cameron, thanks so much for listening to us. You've got picks in, and we will keep you updated. We'll update it next week, and then, of course, we'll award them coming up in a couple of weeks. Cameron, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Cameron's in the contest. All right. 317-1250. Let's get Bob's call in while he's patiently waiting. Bob, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine, buddy. How are we doing?
Not too bad. Who you got in the East? UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
UConn.
All right. You got UConn. All right. In the West, you've got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Carolina.
All right. Gotta write that down, right? And then you got in the South, Houston, Duke, NC State, Marquette.
I hate to do that, but I want to go with Duke.
Duke. Why do you hate to do that for?
Well, it's a cross between State and Duke.
Ah, okay. All right. Got Duke in that South region. Midwest, you got Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Gonzaga.
Man, Gonzaga's getting all kinds of love in our show. All right, who you got between UConn and Carolina?
Carolina.
Carolina goes to the national championship game. The other side, Duke and Gonzaga.
Duke.
Oh, man. A ratings bonanza. Who wins it between Carolina and Duke?
Duke.
Ah. Well, they didn't look too good against Carolina before, but there you go. We got Duke winning the national championship and your total points.
175.
All right, Bob, we got you in the contest. Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you being a part of the contest. 317-1250. Lines are now empty. So if you want to give us a call, you certainly can do so. Prizes are courtesy of the fine folks at Carolina Eagle. Again, if you're watching us, you can see the prizes. If you're not watching us, I'll just tell you about them. But it's a Bud Light ECU State of Mind Cooler. Great looking cooler. Bud Light, of course, is the official beer of the East Carolina Pirates. It'll be filled with Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra is the official beer of the Brian Bailey Show. We've got Papa John's pizzas for you. We've got the East Carolina Bud Light caps and visor, and some other goodies we're going to throw in for that first prize. Second prize is that mini golf cooler. You can see it's on the right of the big cooler. It's going to be filled with Michelob Ultra organic seltzers. So we've got all that coming up for you. 317-1250 is our number once again. You want to give somebody a call, get somebody on our list to call if we don't have any calls coming in. 317-1250 is our phone number. You look at the schedule coming up on Channel 9. Great schedule. CBS has got all the great games, and that's good for us at WNCT. On Thursday, Clemson and Arizona will play the 7 o'clock game. That'll be followed by Carolina and Alabama at 9:39. And then in the South, CBS has both games that have ACC ties, North Carolina State and Marquette at 7:09 and Duke and Houston at 9:39. So you can see all the ACC teams on Channel 9 and on CBS, those four games, two games Thursday and two games Friday, the regional semifinals for that. Four ACC teams in the pool, three from the Big East, two from the Big 12, and one from the Mountain West Pac-12 and the West Coast Conference. 317-1250 is our phone number. And who do we have? Our first victim.
Let's go to Kenneth Watlington.
Kenneth Watlington. And he was in Charlotte this past weekend, and he did a great job for us covering those Tar Heels. I heard he almost left the Coliseum, though, on Saturday early in that Michigan State game. Is there any truth to that?
There's always truth to that, Bailey. You know me.
You're right.
And also, Kenneth Watlington is my father. So
that's right. That's right. All right, I had to get some sip of water in there. Who have you got between UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State?
Oh, it's UConn. UConn, they're not going to lose.
All right, you got UConn. How about your Heels? You going to put them in the Final Four?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
All right, North Carolina goes into the Final Four for Mr. Watlington. In the South, you've got Houston, Duke, NC State, and Marquette.
Duke's hot. Riding the hot head,
Jared
McCain. I like
the Dukies. All right, so you got Duke and Carolina there, and then in the Midwest, you've got Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
I kind of want to go with Tennessee, but
if you kind of almost did, because I started writing it down. But who you got?
Yeah, but Purdue. I think maybe it's their chance.
All right.
Let's go with Tennessee. That changed my mind.
All right, so we changed it three times. There you go. All right, you got Tennessee. So who wins between Duke and Tennessee?
It's going to be Duke.
Duke. And who wins between Carolina and UConn?
It's going to be Carolina.
All right. You've got Duke and Carolina, like Bob, in the national championship game. Who have you got there?
You know, I think the Dukies are hot. With that said, Tar Heels, 77-71.
Tar Heels, 77-79. I got to add it up. What is that, 148? Yeah, 148 total points.
You're asking the wrong guy to do math.
Yeah, I did it pretty quickly. I'm very proud of myself. 148 there. So you've got Carolina to beat Duke in the national championship game. So far, people calling in, we've got Houston as a national champion. We've got UConn as a national champion. We've got Duke as a national champion. And we've got North Carolina as a national champion. So all four contestants all have different national champions. And that's good, a little variety in the thing. Ken Watlington, who did a great job in Charlotte, great job at WNCT, is our main anchor, our assistant news director. He's the man at Channel 9 right now, Ken Watlington.
Head sports intern, don't forget.
That's right. And you're the head sports intern. You got to remember that.
Exactly.
All right, Watlington, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yep.
That's Ken Watlington. All right, 317-1250 is the phone number. Again, we'll take a commercial break right now. You can get into the contest, 317-1250. Great prizes courtesy of our good friends at Carolina Eagle. Back with more on the Brian Bailey Show on the Second Chance with the Sweet 16 after this.
Have you ever seen those exotic aquariums like the guys do in Las Vegas on television? You ever thought about having one of these aquariums in your business? It's more affordable than you think. This is Hal Pruitt with rentafishtank.com. We can make having an aquarium in your business turnkey with no work, cleaning, or hassles for you. Rentafishtank.com creates a relaxing atmosphere and keeps children occupied. Rentafishtank.com already services many dental, pediatric, and doctor offices, plus hospitals and senior living centers. Check us out at rentafishtank.com.
I'm Donald Stocks, owner of PIP Marketing Signs Print. We are your one-stop shop for just about anything printed. If we're not your go-to printer, please give us a call at 355-1636. We have over 80 five-star Google reviews and want you to be our next more than satisfied and well-pleased customer. Check us out at growitpip.com or stop in to see us at 3185 Mosley Drive in Greenville. PIP. Where business goes to grow.
The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code PIRATE and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Get ready for the NCAA tournament with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using the code PIRATE and bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PIRATE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license.
Hi, this is Morgan Ehlers, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community-owned utilities mean local control, low rates, and high reliability. Now, back to the show.
Things are falling all over the place in here. That's because Chandler went and got to Papa John's first. Papa John's is getting us lunch today, one of our great sponsors. Papa John's Pizza is the official pizza of the Brian Bailey Show, so we're going to enjoy some of that coming up in just a few minutes. Once again, 317-1250 is our phone number.
Second chance with the Sweet 16.
Morgan did a great job with that, by the way. I think he was in puberty when he did it, because we've had that thing for a long time.
That was his first piece of audio. Yeah.
It was one of his first things he's ever done on radio. But we did that a long time ago. Did a great job with that.
Second chance with the Sweet 16.
Yeah, there you go. Once again, the fine folks at Carolina Eagle Distributing giving us some great prizes to give away. I really like the cooler, the Bud Light ECU State of Mind cooler. And we're going to fill it with some Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Brian Bailey Show. All right, let's go back to the phones. 317-1250 is our number. You can call in, and we will walk you through the contest and get you in the contest. And Johnny's hanging on right now. Let's go to Johnny's call. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
How you doing?
Good.
All right, here we go in the East. You got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State. Who you got?
I got UConn.
I tell you what, UConn made an impression on everybody this weekend, I think. In the West, you've got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Heels.
The Heels, UNC. All right, then you got in the South, you've got Houston, Duke, NC State, and Marquette.
Cougars, Houston.
Houston Cougars, all right. And then in the Midwest, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. All right, the Volunteers. All right, UConn and UNC. Who wins that one?
Heels.
The Heels. I hear you. How about Houston and Tennessee?
Rocky Top.
Rocky Top. All right. Tennessee and Carolina in the national championship game. Who wins it?
Tennessee.
Tennessee wins it. And what's your total?
139.
139. All right. Johnny's in the contest. He's got UConn in the East, Carolina in the West, Houston in the South, and Tennessee in the Midwest. He's got Carolina and Tennessee to play in the national championship game, and he's got Tennessee to prevail over the Tar Heels to win the 2024 national championship. Johnny, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. You're in the contest.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So far, UConn's a unanimous pick in the East. In the West, Arizona got a couple of votes early. Carolina's gotten all the votes since then. In the South, it's been Houston and Duke. Houston got a couple of picks, and Duke got the middle ones. So Duke's got three, and Houston got the other pair of picks. Midwest, it looks like Purdue's not getting a whole lot of love right now. Gonzaga got a couple of votes. Tennessee got a couple of votes. So that's where we stand right now. Again, 317-1250 is our phone number for the second chance with the Sweet 16. We want to take your calls. We also want to call some folks and get them in the contest and have a little fun with the second chance with the Sweet 16. The brackets were just really difficult, weren't they? I mean, I'm 14th out of 15 in the WNCT poll, and Chandler and I are dead last in the Pirate Radio pool. And I'm not sure how many people are involved in this one. Who we got, Clip?
We've got Brian Medor.
All right, Medor's on the line with us. Are you still traveling, Mr. Medor, or are you home now?
Just got to the house.
Ah, good, good. Glad you got back safe and sound. All right, Mr. Medor, in the East, you got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
UConn
again. All right, in the West, you've got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Just for the sake of not betting, I had Carolina originally in my Final Four, and I got to stick with them. I'm going to stick with them. But everybody's saying Carolina surprises me.
Yeah, so you're sticking with them.
Yeah, I thought people would be more Carolina haters in this area, but maybe not.
Oh, there's some Carolina lovers in this area. All right, in the South, Houston, Duke, State, Marquette. No one has picked State to get through there. I don't think anybody really picked State to get where they're at, so State's the underdog there.
Well, I'm not going to either. I'm going Marquette.
Marquette. All right. And then in the Midwest, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
My good buddy Coach Mac, I heard him on a Flipbox show the other day. He said Tennessee, so I'm going to ride Tennessee through this thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, Coach Mac's got some experience in that fine state, the Volunteer State.
I'm telling you, he said some brilliant things when it comes to, you know, making picks and things like that. And if he looks at you and says the wrong team was favored, he's right.
There you go. All right, UConn and Carolina in one national semifinal.
UConn
it is. Marquette and Tennessee in the other.
Tennessee.
And then who wins between UConn and Tennessee?
In my bracket, I took UConn, but I did it reluctantly because of what Mac told me. But I'm going to go UConn over Tennessee.
UConn to win the national championship and total points in the championship game?
153. I wouldn't worry about everybody peacocking after the first two rounds. If you got your final eight through like you do,
yeah,
in the final four, you'll be fine in that Channel 9 bowl.
Yeah, they were peacocking in Channel 9 for sure, because Zach is in last place, who's in my department. I'm in next to the last. I think Garrett, who used to be in our department, he's playing in our bowl when he was down there too, so we didn't do very well as far as that goes. The problem is, in those early games, if you pick a bunch of upsets and they don't hit, But your mainstays go through, and that's what, you know, I said. I've got 9 of my Sweet 16, but I've got 8 of 8 in the Elite 8 and 4 of 4 in the Final Four. So,
right. So
far, that's good. So, all right, you've got UConn and Tennessee playing for the national championship, and you have UConn winning it all. Total points 153. Meador is in the contest. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
See
you. All right, take care, Brian Meador. Checking in with us. All right, let's go to Kenny's call. Kenny's going to play in our contest. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good. Fine. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. All right, Kenny, who you got in the East? UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, or Iowa State?
UConn.
All right. UConn is a unanimous pick in that East bracket. In the West, Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Going with the Tar Heels.
All right. Carolina's almost unanimous. All right. In the South, Houston, Duke, State, Marquette.
Going with the Dukies
there. And in the Midwest, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Purdue.
All right. So who do you have between Carolina and UConn?
UConn.
And who do you have between Duke and Purdue?
I've got Purdue.
And who wins the national championship?
It's going to be UConn at 165.
UConn to win the national championship. All right. We've got you in. Kenny's in the contest. He's got UConn in the East, Carolina in the West, Duke in the South, Purdue in the Midwest. He's got Purdue to knock off Duke in one national semifinal. He's got UConn to beat UNC in the other national semifinal. And he's got UConn to knock off the Purdue Boilermakers for the national championship. UConn goes back-to-back, according to our good buddy Kenny. Kenny, thanks so much. Appreciate you being in the contest with us.
All right, Brian.
All right, take care. 317-1250, the phone number for our picks today if you want to get into our contest. I was going to write down mine real quick. So I have got, let's see, I got
North Carolina with the Sweet
16. I'm trying to see where my picks are at, because the bracket that I printed out didn't come out exactly right. Chandler, look on my picks over there and tell me.
NIT bracket, baby?
No, it's just they got games all over the place, and I'm not sure what I did with mine. So Chandler's going to just take it off the wall. It doesn't matter. I'm going to lose anyway. I want to make sure I got the right file. I know I've got Purdue in the Midwest. No, I'm going to put that one down. And I know I didn't have Carolina. I'm pretty sure I had Arizona in the West. In the East, I'm pretty sure I had UConn.
Don't worry, Chandler will have it down by the end of
yeah.
the show.
Chandler, what are you going alphabetically over there? In the South, we've got, I believe I took Houston. Hey, Chandler, just looking to make sure I got these final four picks. UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Purdue. Hey, don't try to take it down. He's having trouble with Scotch tape. My God, son. Where'd you go to college at? Who would have thought? thought the highlight of the second chance with the Sweet 16 contest would be Chandler trying to get the bracket off the door. Gee, many Christmas.
The bracket is winning.
All right. The bracket is winning. All right. Now I'm going to tell him to go put it back. Thank you, Chandler. I appreciate it. Man, you can't even read what's on here. All right. UConn, Arizona, Purdue, and Houston. That's what I thought I had taken. My total was 147, so I have that right. Let's see. And I've got Purdue in the national championship game with Arizona. And I've got Purdue to win it all. So there's my picks. Again, UConn in the East, Arizona in the West. In the South, I've got Houston. And in the Midwest, I've got Purdue. And I've got Purdue and Arizona in the national championship game. Though if I could pick it now, those were my original picks. UConn looked really, really strong. They looked really good in their pair of games, just rolling in that in their pair of games the first two rounds. Arizona looking good. Carolina, you know, they struggled early against Michigan State, but they bounced back and rolled from there. And in the South, Houston, I went to bed and Houston was up 11, I think. And I don't know how that happened. And I got a notice on my phone that said they were going to overtime. So I turned it on my phone in the bed and watched the overtime period to see if Houston was going to advance. And I really like Purdue. I think they're due. Purdue's going to win this thing one of these years. And I think it might be this year. Again, 317-1250 is our phone number. We got some great prizes for you. We'll take another commercial break. Back with more on the Brian Bailey Show and the second chance with the Sweet 16 right after this.
Second chance with the Sweet 16.
Turkey, ham, bacon, these and other meats are great around the holidays and every other day, but they all leave behind grease when you cook them, and grease is a real pain in the drain. When you pour grease down a drain, it cools and can clog sewer lines. That can lead to sewer spills, which are messy, bad for the environment, and can also be expensive. Never pour grease down the drain. Instead, collect it in a container like a used soup can or jar. Let it cool and throw it away in the trash. Together, we can protect our sewer system and the environment. For more information, go to GUC.com.
This is your What's New update, brought to you by Greenville Auto World. What's new? Greenville Auto World has new owners and is part of the DriveHereNow.com team of dealerships. New owner Tommy Cook and his team have four dealerships with a fully stocked inventory, over 200 SUVs, trucks, cars, and over 50 lenders, and has financing for anybody. Get shopping today at DriveHereNow.com. Greenville Auto World, Highway 43 at Bell's Fork, across from Speedway. Pirates supporting pirates.
There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue your rigid routine. Or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989.
The best burgers around. Everyone loves a thick, juicy, and fresh burger. Tiebreakers in Greenville, plus the all-new Tiebreakers in Winterville, do real burgers better than anybody. So don't just go to any burger-themed restaurant chain. It's time to break the chain and eat local. Tiebreakers, real burgers at its best.
Everybody loves burgers.
Hello, Eastern North Carolina. Pitt County Schools is in the opportunity business. We open doors for every student by finding pathways to provide the best possible chance of success for each to reach their career aspirations of choice. As we head through the spring months, we will continue to guide our students for the different journeys of life preparedness before celebrating their accomplishments. We are committed to enhancing academic achievement and developing personal growth through work-based learning of our many career and technical education programs, college readiness, and saluting those who will be serving our country in the armed forces. Engaging, empowering, and elevating students to be successful citizens, workers, and leaders in a global economy remains our mission. Please visit our website today at pittschools.org. That's pittschools.org to learn how we grow minds and invest in our future through 38 schools and one community. Education is truly the key that unlocks doors of opportunity.
Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
They'll never forget the eccentric pirate bonnet and his savage, insane, vengeful pirate horde. He's a pirate, a real proper pirate.
A proper pirate.
That man is a fearsome pirate if I've ever seen one.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely a pirate.
The voice of the pirate nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community owned, community powered. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. Second chance with the Sweet 16. As we said, great prizes for you from Carolina Eagle, the Bud Light East Carolina State of Mind Cooler. Bud Light, of course, is the official beer of the East Carolina Pirates. We'll fill it with Michelob Ultra. Ultra is the official beer of The Brian Bailey Show. We've got Papa John's Pizza, and Papa John's sent some pizzas over today. They've got the new New York-style Crispy Cupperoni Pizza. It's here. It's going to be available to fans fairly soon. Pirate fans, Papa John's is an MVP move for game day and any day. You can place your order at papajohns.com and sign up for Papa Rewards. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, and go Pirates. It's the New York style Crispy Cupperoni Pizza. And just had a taste of that. Not too bad. Very good, actually. And we'll have some of that for you as well as a part of our prize pack. 317-1250 is our phone number if you want to get in on the contest. Right now, we're going to go to the phones and pick up the legendary coach at Farmville Central High School, Larry Williford. His Jaguars came one game short of another state championship, but they were right in the running for it, lost it in overtime. What a great game it was, and Coach, you had just an outstanding season, so congratulations on that. I know you're laid up a little bit right now, so we thought we would get your picks for the Final Four.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hopefully I'll pick a little better than we finished up on that last game.
Yeah, you did great. It was a great season this year, and the future, I'm sure, is very bright at Farmville Central. All right, in the East, you've got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State. What do you got there?
So give me the picks one more time.
Connecticut, San Diego State. That's a rematch of the national championship game last year. Illinois and Iowa State. Those are your four. Pick one of those.
Iowa State and UConn coming out of that one.
You need one of those four.
Oh, UConn.
UConn, all right. UConn, the pick there. Then in the West, you've got either Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, or Clemson.
I'm gonna not do the politically correct one here in North Carolina, Alabama.
I think you're on those back pain medicine pills.
Anyway.
we need some of those over here now.
Everyone else is probably picking an ACC school. I'm going to go to SEC school.
All right, so you're going with Alabama, huh?
Going to Alabama, former high school coach.
Alabama. All right, you got Alabama there. In the South, you got Houston, Duke State, and Marquette.
Houston.
All right, Houston Cougars there. And then in the Midwest, you got Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Creighton.
All right, first pick for Creighton today. All right, between UConn and Alabama, who goes to the national championship game?
UConn.
And between Houston and Creighton, who goes to the national championship game?
Houston.
Who wins it between Houston and UConn, which would be a great game?
I'm going back-to-back champs. Going with UConn.
Back-to-back champs and total points in the championship game as a tiebreaker.
Ooh, I'm going to say 147.
And I don't mean to scare you, Coach, but you know my total was 147 as well, and my bracket is so screwed up. That doesn't bode well for your total points, does it?
Well, maybe we're kindred spirits somewhere down the line.
Maybe so. Maybe somewhere. All right. We hope you're feeling better soon, Coach, and up and at them again. And once again, congratulations on another great season. I know you were one game short of what you really wanted, but still, you got a lot to be proud of and a bright, bright future at Farmville Central for sure.
No, it was a great year. I met a great group of guys. It was a blessing to be around those guys, wanting to practice hard every day. And we had our chances. That's the one thing about it. Like we had a chance to make a defensive stop with 30 seconds to go, and they made a great play, and then we got a great look at the end. And that's all you can ask for. We had two chances to, kind of control our fate. And I think any coach in a state championship game would take those odds to try to win it.
I think you're exactly right. Larry Williford, the head coach at Farmville Central, is in the contest. Coach, take care. If you need anything, give us a call. We'll come out and we'll share some of that pain medicine with you.
Yeah, I might need some of those Michelob Ultra.
There you go. You can wash them down with that. That'll work. All right. Larry Williford, head coach at Farmville Central. 317-1250 is our phone number. If you'd like to get into the contest, we will certainly get you in. You want to give Zach Kaplan a call. He was in Charlotte with Ken Watlington for Channel 9 this past week, and he had a chance to cover the NCAA tournament, I believe, for the very first time in his career. I drew the short straw. I had to stay in Greenville this week, but we had Special Olympics on Thursday and Friday. I had some other things going on, and I try to let the guys, you know, do some of the trips, although I'm pretty selfish most of the time. I usually take all the good assignments. I think my next great assignment is in Clearwater, Florida for the American Baseball Championship. So that's coming up. Again, 317-1250 if you'd like to get in the contest. Zach Kaplan joins us now. Zach, was that your first NCAA tournament experience?
Yes, on the men's side it was.
Yeah. In Montana, you guys covered the women then.
Yeah, I went to Stanford with the Montana State women. So, but this is the first men's tournament I've been to. It's pretty special.
In Montana, how do you know the difference? I'm just kidding. That was a joke about Montana. Man, it was cold. It's cold in Montana, isn't it?
It's freezing, and I'm glad I don't have to deal with that this winter. It's been weird not seeing snow for the first time.
Zach's doing a great job with us on Channel 9. He does the weekend sports, and he came to us from Montana via Penn State. He's a Penn State grad, and we've had some Penn State grads come through here, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. I think I'm the first trying to get them to come through Channel 9, you know, build the pipeline. And Lord knows they are not in the NCAA tournament this year, and they rarely make it, so that's all right. That's okay.
All right, Zach, let's get you in the contest now. Let's go with, in the East, you've got Connecticut, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State. What do you think?
Yeah, I think UConn wins the national championship rematch, and then I got Iowa State taking down our front, our weekend weather guy, Max Claypool's big Illinois guy. I think they lose in the next round, so UConn and Iowa State, and then I got UConn beating the Cyclones to go to the Final Four.
All right, wait a minute. Zach does this to me all the time. All right, slow your roll. Let me go through the contest with you so I can get your answers in there. So you went so daggone fast, I couldn't figure out what you were doing. All right, so you got UConn in the East. In the West, you got Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, or Clemson. What do you think?
I got North Carolina winning.
All right. You got North Carolina winning that bracket. All right. Now we got you there. Now, in the South, you got Houston, Duke, NC State, and Marquette. Who you got?
I think Houston comes out of it. I'm picking chalk.
All right. You got Houston there, and then Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee. Who you got?
I'll pick Creighton to come out of the Midwest.
All right. You got Creighton. Good gracious. All right. You got Creighton there. Who wins between Houston and Creighton?
I think give me Houston.
Houston goes to the national championship game, and who wins between North Carolina and UConn?
I got the Huskies. I think it's the UConn-Houston national championship.
All right, I like that. And who you got winning it?
I think Houston. I think it's their year. I don't know. They keep winning these close games. I feel like they got luck on their side. It's Kelvin Sampson's time, and I'm giving them a national championship.
Kelvin Sampson from North Carolina, from Lumberton, North Carolina. All right, who do you got between – how many points you got? Houston beats UConn. How many total points you got there?
I'm going with 170. High-scoring championship, memorable game, two of the three best teams in the sport all year long. I'll say 170 on the combined points.
All right, Zach Kaplan's in the contest now. He's got Houston to beat UConn with a total of 170 as far as his picks are concerned. All right, Zach, thanks so much. Did you enjoy Charlotte?
I did. It was fantastic. Appreciate you letting me trek over there, and always a good time in the Queen City. And saw a few former coworkers, so they miss you very much. And it was a good time and fun with that by all.
They were probably shocked that I didn't make the trip, because there aren't too many trips that I don't make, because I figure that I've been there long enough, I can take seniority. But I did have some stuff going on. As we said, Special Olympics was going on last week, and I'd promised those guys I'd MC that Thursday and Friday, and some other stuff was happening. So I kind of, you know, wanted to let you go and get a taste of it. And you had Watlington there to guide you, because he's been around the block a time or two, and I'm sure you guys got into a little bit of trouble. people. But yeah, you did get some of our former Channel 9 mates are working in the western part of the state, so that's good. They've moved on to, as they say, bigger and better things. So you got a chance to meet them and just enjoy Charlotte. But I think Charlotte did a good job of just hosting the event, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They've done it. I want to say this is the fourth time they've hosted games there, and they definitely got it down now. And it's just kind of great setup right in the middle of uptown. And yeah, like you said, Watlington was the guide rail for me. I'm grateful for Ken because you know someone's got to keep me in line, Brian. You know?
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. That's a full time job. I got Zach full time, but Zach Kaplan, he's doing a great job for us at Channel 9. Zach, thanks so much. Enjoy the. You got a day off today. I think you're working tomorrow for us because of the East Carolina UNC Wilmington game, and then we're going to get you back with a day off on Wednesday, and then I may take a couple of days off at the end of the week. So that'll be good. That'll be good. Get you back in there. Thanks so much for being a part of our program today, Zach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Zach Kaplan is in the contest. Again, 317-1250 is the phone number. If you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, you can see our prizes. If you're listening to us on radio, it's the Bud Light ECU State of Mind Cooler. Just a great cooler. Bud Light is the official beer of the East Carolina Pirates. It's going to be filled with Michelob Ultra, and Ultra is the official beer here of the Brian Bailey Show. The official pizza of the Brian Bailey Show is Papa John's. We've got some Papa John's pizzas for you as well. And then we've got the East Carolina Bud Light cap and visor, some other goodies to throw in there. And then we've got a second prize for you, a mini golf cooler, which is on the right if you're watching us, and it'll be filled with Michelob Ultra organic seltzers. So again, 317-1250 if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to supplement your calls with some calls of our own with some guys in and around the area, and we'll see who else we can run into as far as that goes. I had Brian North on the list. He may have changed his number because I sent him a text and he didn't answer me, and then I've got him on the list, and I'm not sure if his number is still working or not. We may get Chandler on here to get his picks as well, because he's the only one worse than me in the Pirate Radio pool. Chandler's back from trying to get that Scotch tape off the door, but I think Clip's got us somebody right now, so let's go. Who do you got for us, Clip?
This is a weird crossover event. We got Brian North.
You got North. Hey, North, I text you, and I call you, and you don't answer anything, but then you answer Clip's call. What's the deal with that?
Out of respect for you, when I got the message at 2:30 in the morning when I woke up, I did not want to return the text, and then I forgot.
Nice idea. Great idea. You have to get up at 2:30 in the morning?
2:20 wake-up call, snooze, gets hit about three times, try and be in the shower by 2:50, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, man, I could not do it. There's no way. What time do you get to the station, 4?
Try to get there between 3:30 and 3:45.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, and we're competitors, obviously, but I've got a lot of respect for you, because sometimes I know it's not your fault, not anybody's fault that works with you guys. It's a company decision on how you do sports, but you do a great job with the limitations that you've been put forth. I'll put it that way. You do a great job with making chicken salad out of because it's very difficult to do an 11 o'clock sports cast at noon that day, but you do a good job with it.
We try to create the illusion. I appreciate the compliment. We try to fool them. Well, not fool them, but we try to inform as best we can with, you're correct, the limitations that we are provided. But I, from one professional to another, I do appreciate the compliment. And, returning the favor, because I love what you guys are doing over there, and always have sports-wise. You guys do such a great job.
We've been very, very fortunate. I don't know how it took a while now. I'll tell you that. I can remember my early days, and man, every second. I mean, I love Alan Hoffman to death, but man, you had to battle him. He thought he was in Vietnam sometimes, battling me about time. He did not want to give up 30 seconds from his newscast, but we got through it, and now I'll tell you a secret, and maybe some people are listening, but at 11 o'clock now, I just put down how much time I want. I just put it down. 5, 4, 6. Yeah. Yeah. And they haven't figured it out yet. Now, they may figure it out now that I said it publicly, but yeah, it's been great. I mean, if you got a lot of high school games going on, you got a lot of local stuff. Most of the stuff we're doing anyway is local and regional, so right. you got to, you put it out there, and I think it's, I enjoy doing the 11 a lot more because there is more time, because sometimes the 5 and 6, you're rushed and you're trying to get through it, and it's just a little more difficult. But anyway, let's put you in the contest. Brian North, in the East you go between UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
I got to pick one of them?
Yes.
Or all? Arizona was in there, right?
Nope. UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
Yeah, no, UConn.
Yes. UConn. All right. UConn. He's got UConn in the East. In the West, you got North Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll go North Carolina.
UNC. All right. In the South, you've got Houston, Duke, NC State, and Marquette.
Is that
an early morning groan? What is that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm going to appease everyone and probably be totally wrong and jinx them from here on out, but give me NC State. Let's keep
The first Wolfpack vote. Look at that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to stay with the masses. I'm proud of you, NC State. And then in the Midwest, you've got Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Purdue. I'll go Purdue on that one.
All right. So then you've got UConn and Carolina in the national semifinals.
Yeah, Carolina's got to win that.
Oh, North Carolina and NC State and Purdue. Go ahead and do it.
NC State, come on, let's go.
All right, NC State. Who wins it between the Wolfpack and the Tar Heels?
Oh, ACC championship all over again. NC State, baby, let's go. Wolfpack.
Wolfpack wins it. Brian North thinks it's, what was it, 83?
Yeah.
1983 all over again. All right, how many total points in the championship game?
There'll be a lot. So let's say.
I can't put a lot.
146.
All right, 146 for Brian North at WCTI Channel 12. He's got UConn, North Carolina, North Carolina State, and Purdue. He's picking North Carolina and NC State to play in the national championship. And on that Monday night, he's picking Kevin Keats and the Wolfpack to beat the Tar Heels with a total number of points, 146. Brian North is in the contest. Congratulations, you're in.
Yeah, I've officially become a news guy with that stupid pick.
So. Yeah, you did go to the dark side on us. That's the one thing I am disappointed in you. But I think you have to go when you have a family and you have young children. How are the young children doing?
They are nuts. They are crazy. In T-ball, the other wants to play T-ball. And so it's already attitude central at my house at 5 and 3 years old. So it's great.
Now, the funny thing about North, how old are you now?
53? Just turned
54. 54. So North's 54. I'm 61, and I'm going to Luke's T-ball game because he's my grandson. And North's the daddy. Yeah,
I just skipped the generation. All my friends are grandparents. I just skipped that.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, though, man. Well, see, when Melissa and I got together, you know, I told her, I said, look, it's not too late. And she said, it's not too late for you, bud. If you're thinking about a child, you need to go elsewhere. I'm going to renege on that marriage. So, you know, we didn't. We have Bella forever, so we enjoy that. But, yeah, it's a whole different deal. But, yeah, congratulations. That's good stuff.
It's been fun. I'm glad I waited. I probably would have killed him if I were young. It's close now, but no, it's been a lot of fun. Really enjoying this later stage of my life. I miss going to the games. I miss some of that, but I really enjoy. I enjoy the mornings, and I enjoy being home with the family at night. But there's times, you know, you itch because at the games is when you get to talk to people and meet people and laugh. And so I do miss some of that camaraderie. But hoping when the kids get a little older, we can get back to doing some of that stuff.
And we were talking, and you were a part of this for so many years too, talking to guys like at the ACC tournament and covering the NCAA tournament, just the camaraderie, you know, when you finish your work. And I was talking to Jeff Gravely last week on this show and told him how much I learned just walking around the media room at the ACC tournament, because you'd see, and a lot of people had, you know, headphones on, but some people didn't, and you could hear part of their stories. And, you know, every game, you know, the game is itself, but everybody tells the story differently. It's the same thing. If you and I were covering the same game, we'd tell the story differently. And it's fascinating, really, because a lot of times I would go through, I'd say, dang, I like the way you did that. You know, I didn't think of that angle. But it's really, until you've lived that, you really don't know anything about it.
I tell our young news reporters, we have one news reporter, they get so mad that they have to do interviews with everybody else in group setting. And I tell her, no, that's how it is. Every artist has the same thing. But we all come up with different pictures. And that's the great thing when you take the same subject matter, but you get to come up with your own unique story that sets yourself apart. Embrace that challenge. No, I used to love and learned so much from watching some of the best in the business in our state through the years and how they would do things. It was always a magical time, and it was always, you know, the competitive time. We would compete as hard as the teams on the
court
would just to try to, you know, have the best material at the end. So, no, it was always a lot of fun, but it was always – it was fun. It was respectful. It was always a good time.
The best part about those group interviews is if you forget to ask the real critical question, somebody else might ask it, and you still got the same soundbite.
Right. Then you can say you said it yourself.
Yeah. That's the best part about doing something with Igo, because Igo's going to ask all kinds of questions, and you get, you know, some good answers out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a credit to...
And what was great with us, and when Meador was doing it, the coach would say, Brian, and so we could
hear
that. Sound right. Well, Brian, you know, that was...
Yeah, Billy never liked that, but the rest of us were fine with it. That's good stuff. All right, Brian North is in the contest. Nice talking to you, bud. Congratulations on that family and everything, and keep getting those mornings started at WCTI.
Man, we're trying. Thanks, Double B. Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate it. Brian North joining us on the show. We've got one final commercial break to take, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up this edition of the Brian Bailey Show and the second chance with the Sweet 16 after this.
Be sure to check out David Price Construction for all of your commercial or custom residential renovation and building needs. Run by ECU alumni, David Price Construction specializes in commercial projects, maintenance on facilities, and large-scale residential renovations and additions. Proud to be voted the Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association of Raleigh-Wake County in 2018 and Best Business Commercial Remodel Project winner for 2020. David Price Construction, the proud ECU Home Services partner.
Here at Papa John's, we know our stuff.
So try our newest cheesy calzone epic stuffed crust pizza, made with a blend of ricotta and mozzarella, hand-stuffed into that Papa John's fresh, never-frozen original dough. Get it for a limited time only at Papa John's.
Hey, Pirate fans, Papa John's is the MVP move for game day or any day. Place your order online at papajohns.com and sign up for Papa Rewards. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Go Pirates!
Bostic Sug Furniture is proud to be the Greenville area's exclusive retailer of Lux Living and Bob Timberlake American Home. Elevate your home with beautiful Lux Living custom order sofas, chairs, and sectionals. Experience the elegant designs of Bob Timberlake's solid cherry furniture from the only dealer in North Carolina. Take an extra 10% off or get up to 48 months special financing. Lux Living, Bob Timberlake American Home, exclusively at Bostic Sub Furniture.
The Angus Grill is your premier spot for the best burgers, cheesesteaks, and brisket sandwiches around. Join us for our unmatched variety of burger combinations, from the mushroom bacon Swiss burger to the jalapeno popper burger to the original Angus Classic. Pair that burger with our amazing onion rings, tots, fries, or sweet potato fries. Angus Grill, with four amazing locations in eastern North Carolina, including Winterville near Pitt Community College, on Jarvis Street in uptown Greenville, and on Statensburg Road near the hospital. It's the best burger around, guaranteed.
The Downtown Greenville Partnership brings downtown Greenville to life. We are the organization that brings you Pirate Fest, Free Boot Fridays, Dickinson After Dark, and many other exciting events. The DGP is working hard to continue to improve the aesthetics of downtown Greenville by adding plants, flower boxes, new LED lighting, and improved entryways. The DGP partners with the City of Greenville, Pitt County, the Chamber, ECU, and many others to make downtown Greenville a fun, vibrant area to live, shop, eat, and play. Learn more about us at downtowngreenville.com.
Washington's favorite place to eat and where all the locals go is Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street's famous weekday lunch specials are only $7.99. Stop by for the house salad with grilled chicken, the half club sandwich with chips, or everyone's favorite, the fried shrimp plate. After work, Down on Main Street is the perfect spot for dinner and a drink on the patio. Join Down on Main Street every Wednesday for half price wings from 4 to close. Down on Main Street on Main Street in historic downtown Washington.
Go Pirates!
Pirate Radio.
We'll strap it on with anybody, anywhere. It doesn't matter. I know this. I want to win or lose with the group that we have in our locker room.
The voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, providing reliable utility solutions to the Greenville region since 1905. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's get Chandler in here and get him in the contest before we get out of here on this Monday. Chandler, who you got in the East? UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, or Iowa State?
I'm going with UConn.
All right, UConn is a unanimous pick today from our selections. In the West, Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, and Clemson.
I'm going to go Arizona.
Arizona. All right. Who you got? South region, Houston, Duke, State, Marquette.
I mean, I'm enjoying the DJ Burns and Wolfpack run, but I'm not going the Brian North route. I'm going Houston.
Let me just tell you something, son. Never go down the Brian North route. It'll get you in all kinds of trouble. All right, just kidding, North. In the Midwest, you've got Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee.
I got to go Purdue there.
Purdue there. All right, who wins between Houston and Purdue?
I'm going Houston.
Houston. And who wins between Arizona and UConn?
I got UConn.
And who wins between UConn and Houston?
Former Pirate Tristan Newton and the UConn Huskies go
back to back. All right, back to back. Tristan looked good. Man, I tell you what, I watch him play and I'm thinking, man, I interviewed that knucklehead 100 times and now he's an AP All-American.
Yep, first
thing. I mean, what a great, great deal that is for Tristan Newton.
And
man,
he's still smiling on the court. Oh, like,
yeah,
he always
just like he always did here. Yeah. I remember one time Coach Dooley was on his butt. I mean, just after a game, and I said, Tristan, you okay to do an interview? And he smiled. He goes, yeah, I'm all right. I said, are you okay with Coach? He goes, it's just Coach.
He just never got too high, never got too low, and he's still the same guy.
All right, what's your total points?
Let me go 162.
162 for Chandler. All right, very quickly, UConn was unanimous. Everybody picked UConn in the West. It's kind of a split, though North Carolina edges out Arizona as far as that pick goes. In the South, Houston is the winner there. Duke got several votes, but Houston's still the pick. And in the Midwest, man, it's almost equal. Purdue, Gonzaga, and Tennessee, and then Creighton got some votes late. So the Midwest absolutely wide open. Of course, the entire tournament is wide open. I want to thank Russ Saputo and everybody at Carolina Eagle for all the prizes. The Bud Light ECU State of Mind Cooler, it is just awesome. We'll fill it up with Michelob Ultra. We've got Papa John's Pizza for you. I want to thank the folks at Papa John's for bringing by that New York-style crispy cupperoni pizza that's going to be available very soon. Also, want to thank everybody for participating in our show today, the ones that called in, the ones that we called, and we'll keep tabs of this coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we will crown our winner in the second chance with the Sweet 16. Have yourself a great sports week, and we'll see you back here next week on The Brian Bailey Show.
This has been The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, and also brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
Join us next week for another edition of The Brian Bailey Show, right here on Pirate Radio.